I'm just making it easier for you to settle in so that you can begin the relaxation instantaneously. And you do want to relax, but you want more than that. Really, you want so much, and yet it's so easy. You do want to be here right now. You want to be hypnotized. Hypnotized by me. There's something very unique about the way that I take you. There's something different about this feeling. And that's because I'm so wonderfully aware of how intense the energy is in this room. Where I create every MP3. And yet, this is not the most powerful room in my house. As you listen to my voice, you become more relaxed and curious. You would like to know more about my lair. And what I want for you to understand is that every time I bring the submissive and lure the submissive to my home, each ends up in the room of surrender. The instant that you would enter, as soon as you would reach the door, you could imagine being in a situation where your dreams are starting to come true, being hypnotized by me countless times, and taken so deep into helpless compliance that all you really want to do is come to my feet and feel this surrender for real. And make no mistake, it is very real. And soon as you might receive such a command, just imagine how helplessly paralyzed you would be in trying to muster up any resistant response. And soon you would find yourself floating through space and time. I can't say that you would be in a deep, deep hypnotic sleep, but your focus might be so impeccable because you become focused on the task of pleasing me when I want you to come to me, and you do come to me. And whether you drive or fly, I imagine that the dreamy pillows underneath cushioning the entire journey here is one that can allow your relaxed mind to sink down even further, so that as you literally come in closer proximity to me, you grow progressively weaker, increasingly sleepy, and your thinking seems to wane. And you find yourself floating all the way here, floating on a sleepy ribbon of air, all the way until you find yourself at my door. You look at the door and it's quite unique. You reach the door. When you reach the door, you see the oval window of my front door is filled with red lace that spirals out from the center. You feel that rush go through you when you look into my eyes. When you are in the presence of my power, you begin to tremble. But that vibration from inside of you feels so good that you want to stand there and stare. And you imagine that you're staring into my eyes, spiraling right into you, causing your every muscle to grow limp, loose, so relaxed that you feel yourself melting down, not quite sure how you've arrived, but sinking so sweetly into a deep, deep trance, sinking all the way down to your knees. You feel yourself become naked and quiet as you stare wide open, wide-eyed, looking into the red, pretty, spiraling fabric. It almost looks as though it makes a spiral that continuously rotates, and the fabric seems to be slipping right over you. And with each rotation, you grow more sleepy and more accepting. And finally, I open the door, and I hover above you. You do not lift your head until I tell you that you have permission to. And so you crawl into the room. You crawl directly into the room of surrender. You crawl with me, and you crawl until you are in that room. And you know, I find it so interesting. Even from this office, I counted the paces from right here to my room of surrender. How interesting that there should be exactly 10 paces into my Victorian parlor, into one of the most hypnotic rooms you could ever imagine being consumed in, waves of helplessness flowing through the relaxation. Let's count the paces back into the room of surrender, going deeper with each step, crawling and floating effortlessly and naked. 10. With each number, you descend more powerfully into hypnosis. 9. Nothing can stop you. 8. Nothing can stop me from drawing you in. 7. It feels more and more wonderful the closer you get. 7 to 6. Closer and deeper. 5. Deeper and closer. 4. Pulled in deeper and deeper. 3. The red lace spiraling from the center deeper. 2. Pulling you all the way in, floating at my pace. 1. Almost there, entering the room where you cannot be awakened. 0. Surrender to sleep. That's right. Surrender to sleep. All you can do is enter instantaneous and deep, deep, helpless hypnosis. You enter the room and you feel yourself down on that carpet, the plush, thick carpet, and it's so soft as you float along. And you feel yourself sinking even deeper as I make you aware of nothing but my voice and anything that my voice tells you. And it seems that everything I make you aware of becomes such a point of fixation for you that your hypnosis can only continuously deepen. So that as you continue sinking, I don't even have to let you look at me. All you can do is look around the room, and everything you see takes you. You may notice the paperweight around, heavy, thick, dense paperweight. And if you look down at it from the top, you can see ribbons of pinkish red, and it almost appears as if they're in constant motion. But what I find equally hypnotic about this paperweight are the myriad of little bubbles. And every time I think of the bubbles, I think of you sinking down through the water. And the bubbles in that tank rising up. Your submission rising to the surface of your sleepy mind. And essentially the forefront of your mind. Your first focus. It's the deep submissive feeling that you feel the more deeply you surrender to sleep. Others could snap their fingers, but there's a complete and noticeable difference between the way it affects you when I snap my fingers and when others do. There is a certain power there. There is an energy, just like my gaze. It's not like any other. There is a transmission of energy that I put out that you are unable to resist, and it draws you inside. I know this when I look into your eyes. I know this when I whisper into your ear, and I know this when I tell you to surrender to sleep. The instant that I command this, you descend. You feel that cut through you as though it were cutting your resistance like strings. And you just drop one after the other after the other. Constantly falling so deliriously under my spell, sinking further and further, and you see the bubbles, those little bubbles, and as I count the bubbles, you find yourself trapped within them, within the room of surrender, and there are 15 of them. And each one takes you deeper, twice as deep as the previous bubble. Each number represents another bubble. Each bubble you go deeper, 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 deeper. 15, deeper. 14, deeper. 13, deeper. 12, deeper. 11, deeper. 10, deeper. 9, deeper. 8, deeper. Watch the bubbles popping. Feel them popping as you sink. 7, deeper. 6, deeper. 5, deeper. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All of the bubbles popped. And all of your essence gushing out of you, down the sides of your ears, out through your lips, oozing out your pores. Resistance simply cannot remain here, and you are unable to resist the power of my energetic, and yet rather slow and meticulous seduction. You find yourself sinking so deep. Everything you look at has this intensely hypnotic allure that makes all of your senses focus more deeply on my voice as you become more helplessly ensnared by the mere tone of my voice. Even as you look up at the exquisite brass chandelier, you know that as you go deeper and deeper, the elevation in your sexual response will only increase as I deepen the hypnotic ambience. And so soon you are watching the chandelier, the exquisite brass chandelier, and you see how it has prongs. You see how it has 5 prongs, each with 3 + 1, making 4 crystals on 5 prongs. 20 shiny, bright, well-lit crystals that continuously flicker with the changing light in the room. And you cannot help but count the crystals as you become trapped in each one. Each one seems to fall inside of the next one, so that you become submerged in 20 crystals, all inside of each other. 19, 18, 17, 16, 15. You count them with me, you see yourself losing track of how to count. 14. 13, 12, 11, 10, much deeper. Follow the shiny patterns, unable to look away, unable to resist. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All of them counted as I count you down, knowing that whenever you're with me in this place, you simply can't say no to me. This is no ordinary living room. This is no ordinary Victorian parlor. As I call you my fly, you are held captive. Everything that you look at has such a deliciously deep perspective, looking from the center of 20 crystals that you are trapped within. looking out of it at the spiraling lace curtains, the soft velvet drapes, hearing the ambient pulses of soft rhythmic music filled with my programmed and engineered subliminals, making you sleep, causing you surrender to sleep. Even if I don't snap my fingers, it's the words that affect you. And yet if I snap my fingers, the plunge is even more hard and deep. So even if you deeply surrender to sleep, you even more deeply surrender to sleep. And you feel it happen as the rush goes through your body. You are unable to resist the power that is housed within this room. You find yourself following the wooden ceiling fan, watching it go around and around, until you lose track of everything but it going around and around, like the spiraling red lace wrapping itself around you. And you find yourself slowly floating up against your wishes, and yet your wishes are my wishes. And so you find yourself sitting in a strange red chair. In the instant that you are placed in the chair, you feel and hear your arms clasped down now, followed by your feet, your thighs, and around your head. And just like that, there is nothing but the sound of my voice and the words repeating in your head, making you surrender to sleep, causing you to descend into the deepest submissiveness you've ever experienced, feeling your mind filling with my subliminals that make you obey. You need so desperately to obey. And what's filling you even now is something more intangible. The chair that you are locked down in, that you are compelled to feel how I make you freeze whenever you're in this chair. This is no ordinary chair. This chair is red, which should be no surprise. You know what that represents on so many levels. But this chair has meaning. This chair belonged to a dear friend of mine. And in that very seat, countless submissives were tied down, tormented, titillated, and held at bay, made helpless, and then sensually tortured in this red chair. My red chair. It is now my red chair, fully aware of all that energy. I took full advantage, and so you now feel all of that energy of every submissive who's ever surrendered, not only to me, but to my friend. And there have been so many, countless, growing deeper. You hear my words. Your eyes might even catch the flickering flames of the dancing fire. You see, there really is no escape. Because you'll be watching something that takes you so deep. Except for one thing. There's only one thing you won't be looking at yet in this room. And that would be me. I haven't given you permission to do that yet. You sit there watching the flame, but you feel in that flame, you feel all of my passion controlling yours, starting to fill you with an insane lust. and the paperweight's colors and the bubbles popping inside of your head. The chandeliers, crystals, you're trapped so deeply inside of one, inside of another, inside of another. All the way 20 deep, deep, deep. The red lace spiraling endlessly, wrapping around your ability to think and filling you with a helpless sexual need to please me. You feel the orgasm inside you growing even though you can't move. And I'm going to count from 20 to 0. I know that each time you listen to this recording, you'll find yourself gravitating towards 0. 0 resistance. 0 ability to resist, 0 thoughts in your head other than coming for me. I know that with each time that you return to this room, the instant you are in the room, my energy compels you to kneel. You can't even hold your body weight up in this room. You find yourself buckling so quickly and so deliciously, weakly, meekly sinking. I will count from 20 to 0 with you tied in the chair, and the images slowly overwhelm your sexual centers, flowing right through my lips and into your mind and down through the rest of your entire body, as though that sensual fabric were wrapping itself around your sex like a pair of lips. 20. I know that each time you return, your sexual response to me becomes more profound, more uncontrollable by you, and more compliant to my desires. 19. And you will only come when you can truly envision and imagine yourself at my feet. 18. On my premises. 17. Held captive in my room of surrender. 16. Never wanting to leave. 15. And you can see and experience what you're seeing, as all of your senses can imagine and experience what it's like to serve me. 14. How good it feels the more deeply you submit to me. 13. So that you are being made helpless to resist my commands. 12. So helpless that you find yourself coming right at 0. Over 11. And over 10. And over 9. As it grows stronger, your surrender to sleep grows deeper, and as the pleasure reaches its pinnacle, you will fall into the deepest trance, no matter how you've responded before to immaculate and mind-blowing pleasure. 8. Over and over. 7. Each time it happens all by itself. 6. Where you find yourself perfectly in sync. 5. Perfectly in sync with my red flowing energy. 4. Perfectly in sync with my commands flowing into your mind. 3. Perfectly in sync with your deepest desire to be my obedient slave. 2. Flowing right through you until you are so in sync with my command. 1. That you will come at 0 now. Give it to me. I don't even have to raise my voice. Give me my come. Now. Now. I said now. The harder you come, the deeper you will fall. And the deeper you fall, the harder you come. And the harder you come, the easier it comes. My voice coming inside of your head, replacing the come that you have given to me in submission, that you offer to me each time you surrender to sleep. Every time that you surrender to sleep, you feel those rippling waves surging not only through your sexual centers, but flowing through every erogenous zone in your body until you can no longer determine what part of your body isn't an erogenous zone, so that your mind becomes the most erogenous zone, and the effects that I have upon it reflect equally and potently through your body, manifesting in you physically. And even now, feel how good it feels to sink. 3, 2, 1. Others can snap their fingers, but there is no hypnotic effect to it when you hear this. However, when I snap my fingers, you can feel the jolt go right through you. It absolutely brings your mind to a standstill, and the only thing that's worth doing and important to do is the command that has preceded this sound. Every time I snap my fingers, if I tell you to obey, the obedience is so instantaneous that it happens before you even have awareness of it. And each time that you return to this room, you grow so weak and so willing to do whatever I am pleased with. And you know that in doing this, you're pleasing me, because I love to know that you have to come back to me. That more than any experience in your life's existence, that the feeling of my voice activated from within you has the most profound effect and allows you to experience things that you never dreamed of, so that you may be completely submissive to me, so that you may come for me right on zero. You want that to happen so much that your brain is going to disengage on a conscious level every time I hypnotize you, and even more importantly, every time I count down, so that the reaction becomes an automatic one. You don't have to try to orgasm at zero. You simply do, because I programmed you to respond exactly this way. And there is nothing you can do but listen again. And the more that you try to resist listening, the more quickly you find yourself weakly and meekly lying down with your headphones on, and the sound of my voice taking you here again, making you float through time until you are right in the center of my space, right in the center of my lair, in the very core of my power. You in this way can tangibly experience something most intangible, so that every time that you return here and surrender to sleep, the feeling not only descends through you, but also it rises up in you from the center of you all the way out, rippling in and out, back in again, and all around. Each time that you return to this place, you slip into the dream so easily. It's almost like you don't know when it's happening. You don't know exactly when I took you, but you want that feeling again. You need it. We both know that you crave it, because my thoughts fit so perfectly in the center of your mind that you can easily believe them as though they are your own. And so now, as I count slowly, from 1 to 5, you will let that lingering ripple go through you, and you will awaken slowly. When I reach the number 5, you'll be all the way awake, surprisingly alert, but still rippling with intense submissive arousal, and you will confess your feelings to me. I want you to share them with me, and I won't be denied. Trying to deny these feelings only makes you have to listen again sooner. And each time you listen, you grow so weak. Weaker each time until you find yourself confessing these things to me. What you need to have happen. How good it feels to do exactly what I tell you. How incredible it feels when I take control of you and you can really feel that I have control of you. And yet that you're safe. And that you're cared for. With each number, you will feel this intensely warm white light flow through you from head to toe, back up to head. One, as it crosses paths going up and down through your body, energizing each part of you so that you feel more alive than you have ever felt. Two, the euphoria is rather intense and, dare I say, addictive. 3, like the sound of my voice that brings you back here at my whim, and your increasing desire to need to be here with me. 4, you are nearly awake, coming up more alert, all the way up. Take a deep breath now. Open your eyes and look around at 5, wide awake. All the way up and be wide awake for me. Very good, my slave. I'm very pleased. I'll be even more pleased when you return here. Each time you return to this room of surrender. You do want to please me, don't you? Then do so.